Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Prosecutors in New Mexico are dropping manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin. CBS's Steve Futterman has details.
The incident took place in October 2021. Alec Baldwin was holding a prop gun when it went off, killing the film's cinematographer. Baldwin was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Now, according to his attorneys, the charges are being dropped.
A woman who was handling weapons on set still faces trial. Production on the film resumed today. SpaceX got its new Starship rocket off the ground today in Texas, but it blew up just minutes later. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
Maybe a successful failure is one way to put it. I mean, you know, it's the first flight of a rocket this big, biggest rocket ever built. And the fact that they got it up at all was fairly impressive.
The Pentagon is now taking steps to prepare for possible evacuation in Sudan. At least one U.S. citizen has been killed in clashes there, and officials say the security situation is getting worse.
With the airport in Khartoum still closed, Americans now in Sudan can't leave. The U.S. is now pre-positioning military assets in Djibouti, which is two countries over.
We want to make sure that we've got the capability ready in case it's needed.
But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says no decisions on an evacuation have been made.
That's CBS's Stephen Portnoy reporting. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he could declare a state of emergency as he tours more tornado damage throughout the day. Right now, he's in Shawnee.
Our highway patrol, our Shawnee Fire Department, you know, searched all the buildings there at OBU. Almost every building had some sort of damage, but all the students are accounted for. We've already got engineers on site assessing the buildings right now and all the things that were damaged. And so, anyway, we'll put it back together.
At least three people were killed near Oklahoma City. Also in Oklahoma, a sheriff who was caught talking about killing reporters is facing legal action. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The widow of an Oklahoma man has sued a sheriff and deputies in southeast Oklahoma amid fallout from an audio tape of the sheriff and other county officials apparently talking about killing two local journalists who reported on the man's arrest and death. Bobby Barrick died in a hospital a few days after deputies shocked him with a stun gun.
BuzzFeed News is shutting down. Washington Post reporter Paul Fairhees says it'll be missed.
The loss of a journalistic resource is always a bit of a tragedy. BuzzFeed News was a very good publication. It was one of the pioneering digital news organizations. It broke a number of very big stories.
And it won a Pulitzer Prize for that coverage in 2021. But the company says this is a cost-cutting move. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's former parole chief is charged with public corruption. John Tate II is now on the Racine City Council. He voted to create a new violence interruption coordinator position in Racine last summer. He took the newly created job himself last fall. Prosecutors say Tate acted in his own financial interest while working as a public official. He could spend up to 6 months in jail. The Wisconsin Senate has confirmed 27 more of Governor Evers' appointees. The Senate confirmed a few more appointees in March, but the new year started with 180 unconfirmed appointments. Many Democrats complain Republicans are slow rolling the confirmation process for purely political reasons. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138-122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Radio studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show. I am the other Devil's Advocates, Dominic. I am back from Europe, and I could not have planned my trip more perfect. Happy, happy, happy 420 to you. I don't care how you celebrate it. Make sure you celebrate it. Get out there and wish someone a happy 420. It is a glorious, glorious holiday. Crudy out on the road. It's 420, so what's he doing? I think he's down in Knuckleheads in Madison. Is that true? Crudy, welcome to the show, man. Good to be with you again, man.
Can you hear me now?
Is this thing on? Crudy, what's going on, man? A comeback for 420, and you're already down hanging out at the head shop. What are you doing, man?
We are down here at our fine sponsored Knuckleheads on State Street. You know, sort of a neighborly thing to do. It's 420. I figured we'd come down here. We'd check out the scene. They got a giveaway at 420, a you must be present to win sort of giveaway. And there's still a little time. If you're out there on the roads and you want to join us here, you can still get, I mean, it's a super cool vape machine, dude. Couple $100 value. They're giving one away to someone in this fine audience, perhaps a friend of the Devil's, Dom. Someone down here at Knuckleheads is going to win at 420. So you're short on time. And we're going to meet one of the Knuckleheads, Seth, the manager, today. But we'll get to Seth in a bit. I got to tell you, it is my understanding we're finally getting legalized marijuana in the state of Wisconsin under Republican leadership, right?
Man, I don't know if I quite read the headline that way, Crudy, but Molly Beck does, you know, lighten the load a little bit here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as it reads, Speaker Robin Voss says GOP is building support for a medical marijuana bill. Building support, Crudy. Republicans who control the state legislature will be moving closer to creating a medical marijuana program in Wisconsin, an idea Democrats have long called for. Yeah, Democrats, independents, most of the people in the state of Wisconsin. A group of lawmakers is building support among the Assembly Republican caucus for the idea, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told the AP on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in January that his caucus, a long-standing hurdle to legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin, was pretty close to supporting a medical marijuana program. Voss said at the time discussions had just begun and the two houses were nowhere near the agreement yet. Like LeMahieu, Voss said he would only support a medical marijuana program aimed at treating chronic pain. Only medical and only for chronic pain. Does My brain hurts, Crudy, dealing with these Republicans. Does that count? Can I get my medical marijuana because I got to live in Wisconsin with these Republicans making my brain hurt? Voss also told the Journal Sentinel in January he would not support a pathway for legal recreational marijuana. Here's a quote, Crudy, from Voss. We're not Illinois. We're not California. We are not Colorado. We are a state that's at best purple, and purple is not legalization of recreational marijuana. I mean, tell us all the things we're not. We're not progressive. Of course we're not. We're not like 37 other states, Crudy, that have some sort of legalized marijuana, medicinal or recreational.
It'd be a lot cooler if we did.
You know it. Voss in January suggested Evers' proposal to legalize recreational marijuana in his state budget could result in Republican lawmakers abandoning support for medical marijuana. Why would you abandon support because other guy wants to go further? Either you believe it or you don't. I mean, do you even believe it, Republicans? Evers, during his reelection campaign, said he would again propose legalizing marijuana in the upcoming budget, a plan that would require users to be 21 years old to purchase and is estimated to generate $166 million in revenue that Evers wants to use to help fund schools. And that's only from the devil's advocates crowd. 64% of Wisconsinites support legalizing marijuana for any use, according to October polling by the Marquette University Law School. More than 80% of Wisconsinites support the idea of medical marijuana, according to 2019 polling. 80%. And now, what's the headline? What are they saying here? We're pretty close. We're getting together. We're building support. You're building support, Republicans, for something that 80% of Wisconsinites want. I mean, how hard is that? I don't think it gets any lower hanging fruit than that. It's pretty low hanging buds, Crudy.
I hope they can garner a little support from our audience, Dom. I think we should do our part. I think we should call Robin Voss's office and tell him we're down. And unfortunately, you know, this legislative piece will not go far enough. You talk about chronic pain, Dom. You know, if you're dying of stage 4 cancer, you might get a pill form of cannabis or some liquid derivative. Probably, it's not how the vast majority of Wisconsinites and cannabis consumers would consume that cannabis, Dom. You know, most cannabis consumers, I guess I'm only speaking for Crudy, is flower. And it's the smoking of the flower. And I know many use edibles and many do other things, but, you know, not every form. If someone's got lung cancer, they're not going to be able to do flower and smoke it, right? So they may need some other remedy. But the relief comes almost instantly within 5 minutes from the smoking because it's absorbed into the body so quickly, so readily. And, Dom, I got to tell you, I got a crowd of people down here at Knuckleheads, 500 block, State Street, Wisconsin, State Street, Madison, that absolutely agree with me.
Well, of course they do. Those are our people. Wrapping up the Molly Beck of the Journal Sentinel today. Happy 420 to all of you. Wisconsin is in the minority of states that have not legalized marijuana use in some form. 37 states have medical marijuana programs, including every state that borders Wisconsin except Iowa. And remember, in 2018, voters in 16 counties and 2 cities voiced support for the legalization of medical or recreational marijuana through advisory referendum questions on the ballots. They solicited opinions about legalizing personal use for adults age 21 and older. And of course, this is what the majority of the people want. This is the 420 day. This is why we're celebrating. This is why Crudy is at Knuckleheads. Come on, people. Robin Voss, this is no great step of leadership. Devin LeMahieu, are you kidding me? 80% of the people want the thing that you are, negotiating with your own caucus to provide? I mean, how hard does this have to be? It's medical marijuana. And of course, my brain does hurt, so I'm getting some of that if they pass it. And of course, that's what they're all concerned about.
You're probably going to self-medicate, you felon in waiting, because under current policy, the possession of an ounce of marijuana in the state of Wisconsin still could be construed or charged as a felony.
Well, and certainly a second possession, regardless of the amount, to my understanding, based on my previous run-ins with law enforcement on this issue when I was a younger man, one time you can get a misdemeanor, first time misdemeanor for a joint. Second time, technically, they could charge you for the same size joint, for a joint. Two times, right? One joint, misdemeanor. Second joint could be a felony. Now, with the practicality, would they do that? Probably not. But it's there. The fact that they can even hang it over your head, of course, that's the other side, or at least a big part of this, is the racist part, right? Right, the unequal judicial end results of how drug enforcement laws occur in this country, and we've seen it from A to Z. There's lots of social media stuff on that out there today, but the disproportion in effects of law enforcement showing up and enforcing it smells like weed in here, especially if you're young black kids. Well, forget it, you're definitely getting it. And if you have any white and a few bucks in your pocket, well, you probably won't be charged with that felony. So there's lots of reasons to address this here in the state of Wisconsin. At $166 million in tax revenue is estimated by the Evers administration. I concur. I would say I would submit it's more than that. It's probably more like Colorado, $200 million, for example. 20, $30 million at least on bordering counties in the state of Wisconsin going over to Illinois. And that's not, it doesn't include the UP and Michigan. They got lower tax rates on their weed, and they have greater quantities that you can purchase as an out-of-stater. At least that's what I've been told.
Dom, I've never seen an occasion when a cop would not have probable cause to search you.
Come on, man. It's like pulling over Willie Nelson's tour bus. it's a guarantee hit. But aren't we getting past that, though? And this is the point. If you have 80% of the population wanting something, want at least recreational, 60-plus percent, 80% want medicinal, and 60-plus percent want recreational, What do we have this bottleneck? Why are these Republicans even hesitating? What kind of debate is actually going on? This is something that their constituents want. You don't get 80% of the population of the state of Wisconsin wanting medicinal marijuana if a bunch of Republicans and libertarians and independents and socialists also want that. You don't get those numbers. So they're negotiating with themselves. This is a no-brainer. The only reason I can think that they wouldn't do it because they want to somehow try to hang something over Tony on the budget.
You know, Dom, I think Willie Nelson's down here at Knuckleheads, the 500 block of State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. If you're not down here yet, they're giving away a super cool vape machine at 420. We're going to meet Seth, one of the knuckleheads, the manager down here. And, Dom, we are going to celebrate the 420 holidays. Only the Devil's Advocate can get special deals. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you. Come on down to Knuckleheads and join us. I'm going to be here for a bit longer. Dom, back to you.
All right, Crudy, Cub reporter out on the road doing all the fun stuff, hanging out at Knuckleheads in Madison on 420. I don't know how you get the soft gigs like that, man. Oh, that's right. I know who assigns those. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Happy, happy 420 to us all. Come back with us. Join us on the phone. We'll get to some of the politics of the day. Hell, I've been gone for over a week. Apparently, a few things have been going on since I've been gone. We got to get to the Foxy Newsies. We got to get to the Oklahoma racist bastards. Of course, Cleta Mitchell, she's back in the news as well. But come back with us, meet some of our pals over at Knuckleheads. We are the Devil's Advocates. This is the 420 Break on 420.
What is best in life?
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A tornado watch continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 38. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees. 9 degrees. La, da, 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 da.
La, da, da, da. When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Happy 420 to all of you out there in 420 land. We certainly do appreciate you, and we do appreciate and love celebrating this holiday. So no matter how you celebrate, make sure you do celebrate it. 420, man. Get someone to celebrate with you. Share the love. You know, safely, of course. 844-967-2789. We got Crudy out on the road doing all the fun stuff today down at Knuckleheads on State Street in Madison. Is Michael ready for us? What's going on over there? Mike, you there?
Oh, I'm ready, man.
All right, bring it, Michael. What's happening down there?
Man, they're about to give away some cool stuff down here. Knuckleheads, the 420 giveaway. They're just starting to make the announcement. So me and one of the Knuckleheads, manager Seth, we snuck back in the humidor, man. They got all the super cool stogies back here. All your smoking needs fulfilled at Knuckleheads. But Seth, first and foremost, how is the 420 holiday treating you?
It has been a great day so far. We've had a great turnout with people. A little bit of rain earlier, but that didn't dampen anybody's spirit. A lot of people coming through the shop, and we've got some really great discounts on stuff. Try and move through some old product and get some of that new stuff in that everybody's looking for.
And what are the kids looking for these days? You have legal cannabis products. So explain what that means for folks that, you know, might be a little square like dumb. Yeah, all of the products that we sell are hemp derivatives, which means that they are taken from industrial hemp, and they are not from cannabis, which is why it is legal for us to sell them. But yeah, we have got Delta 8, we have hemp-derived Delta 9, Delta 10, and then we also have a bunch of different THCP, THCA is the newest one, and we're really excited to offer people a great variety of hemp derivatives. Now, folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am back in the humidor just for a few minutes with Seth. Most of the crowd here is celebrating the 420 holiday. We're just finding a quiet spot for a minute. Seth, the glassware, the bowls, there's a lot more than the stuff you stick in the bowls, aren't there?
We do. We have a wonderful selection of smoking accessories for anybody who is looking to celebrate the holiday.
And we're specifically in the humidor. I know Michael, the owner here, is very proud of his cigar selection. So for those amongst us that like to partake perhaps in the golf course or, you know, wherever, tell us about some of the finer cigars carried here at Knuckleheads.
Yeah, I think right now we've got over 100 different cigars. We've got stuff from Cohiba. We've got Macanudo, Punch, Upman. We've got acids for the people that are into the aromatics and that kind of stuff. Just a great selection.
And Seth, the deals are good all year round here at Knuckleheads, right? I mean, I know 420, you get a special deal. First and foremost, some with the 420 deal. That still extends beyond 420 p.m., right?
Absolutely. We're going to be running our 420 specials today and all weekend. So absolutely, come on down, check stuff out. Our clearance section is at 75% off right now. So we're trying to move some stuff out, and we've got a great selection of disposables, flour, some edibles, and all kinds of good stuff. So come on down and check it out.
But Knuckleheads, I guess the only point, it's not a one-day-a-year store. This is your everyday store for cannabis supply products. I know a lot of our friends sneak down when it's not quite as packed with college kids, but this is a much easier to access location than the old Knuckleheads. It's now direct entry on the main floor. It's easy to find in the 500 block. Seth, it looks like you guys are doing a booming business down here.
We are. Moving down from upstairs has definitely made the store a lot more accessible to people. It's opened it up. We've got room to move around and show off our glass in our glass cases. So, yeah, it's been a great move for us.
Okay, one more dumb question for me. We're getting close to the state capitol. We're like four blocks away. Do you ever see any of the state lawmakers sneaking down to, you know, supply up? And let's include our Republican friends in that. Any of them come down here for their finer cannabis products?
I haven't seen anybody specifically, but I have definitely seen gentlemen and ladies in their suits and finery. So definitely somebody who has something to do with the Capitol.
Well, I'm the only guy in here right now that looks like somebody's stepdad, Dom. But we thank Seth. We thank our friends down here at Knuckleheads. We appreciate your partnership and the sponsorship. And we wish you good business here, especially on the 420 holidays, Seth. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by.
Back to you, Dom.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our pals over at Knuckleheads and Seth for having a party today, having a big sale. If you're in Madison, get down there. Knuckleheads, they have other locations as well around the state. Make sure you get out there, support our fine sponsors, support, enjoy the holiday that is the 420. And I just want to throw out there, too, there's a lot of knowledgeable people down there. So if you have questions about the different deltas and all the new stuff that's coming out, certainly feel free to go down and just ask Seth or some of the staff at Knuckleheads. They'll be happy to educate you up on it. This is a growing industry, obviously. I mean, hey, who knew weed sells? But we have to, because of the way things are in the state of Wisconsin, go through this delta, these hemp products that they use to provide the delta versus regular cannabis. It's kind of a workaround, perhaps, but these are fully legal products. You can buy them in the state of Wisconsin. You can consume them in the state of Wisconsin. Certainly don't want to be, driving or using equipment, those kinds of things. You still be get in trouble for intoxication. Be
not,
safe out there,
yeah,
folks.
This is not your mom's CBD. I'm telling you. I'm telling
no. you. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Evan. It is not. It is for adults. So I'll make sure you use it wisely, just like anything else. Be responsible. And if you have the opportunity to not be responsible, make sure you have responsible people around you. So thank you, Seth. Thank you, Knuckleheads. Come back with the Devil's Advocates. We're going to take some of your calls, 844-967-2789. It is the 420, but there are some politics, and I've been jonesing, man. I've been gone for over a week. I got a lot to say, and now you people are going to hear about it. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates, on 420. Where else would you rather be? Celebrate the holiday with us, 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Man, and I'm from East Palmdale. East Palmdale. And all the weed I be smoking is bomb as hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I said.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So all of you skins, please give me more head.
What are we going to do to protect the American people and their democracy from this kind of thing in the future?
Smoke a few Mac and Nudos. Maybe even toss a disc around.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Charges dropped against actor Alec Baldwin over the shooting death of a cinematographer. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The case was progressing quickly, and different prosecutors actually took over this case. And we have to basically surmise that they didn't think they could prove this beyond a reasonable doubt to a juror.
SpaceX got its new Starship rocket off the ground today in Texas, but it blew up minutes later. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
You know, the rocket did take off, which was a major accomplishment. It cleared the tower. It appeared that a few of the 33 first stage engines were not firing. Not clear if that's a malfunction or intentional.
Three people are dead and tornado damage is extensive in Oklahoma. Storm tracker Hank Brown is in Shawnee.
There's significant damage here. Every building I can see or every sign I can see, there appears to be some type of damage.
The governor is still considering a state of emergency. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Officers in Portage County responded to a strange call last night for help. The caller said they hit something in the road. When they got out to look, they found a bobcat stuck in the grill of the car. Officers called in a conservation warden who was able to pull the large bobcat out and get it into the back of a pickup truck. The animal was taken to the area where it was struck and released back into the wild. The statewide tornado drill scheduled for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today. The National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings, so the test has been pushed to Friday with the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. However, if the weather is bad again tomorrow, the test will be canceled until next year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Mary Jane's in Waukesha is truly all things hemp. Celebrate 420 today and let Mary teach you all about the benefits of hemp and recommend the perfect product for whatever ails you. 335 West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. Open daily 11 to 6 or online at maryjaneshempshop.com.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Having a little bit of fun. Today it is the 420 holiday. Make sure you celebrate like only you do, baby. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. Crudy, going to make it back to the studio at some point. Apparently, we've got some more Brewers tickets to give away. Boston Red Sox coming this weekend. My Detroit Tigers apparently next week. So we'll give some. I think I have a pair to give away today. Another pair to give away perhaps tomorrow for Saturday's show. It's a Saturday's game. It is a 6:10 p.m. Saturday show. You know I go to a lot more concerts than to do ball games. Giving away tickets. You can listen to the Brewers here on Civic Media. The Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3, 1100 AM. Huge signal up in the Fox Valley, of course. Also on WRCE News and Richland Center, 101.7 and 1450 AM. Not sure what the criteria will be. Perhaps the best 420 story. I mean, it seems to be appropriate today. 844-967-2789. Let's get to him. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Happy 420, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, happy 420. Maybe we should play in Train to Bangkok from Rush 2112. That's kind of appropriate for today. But it's interesting how the Republicans refuse to do this, even medical marijuana. And they also refuse to take up the insurrectionist from, I think, the third that says, well, we can put an exception into abortion for rape and incest and the life of the mother, but our Republicans don't want to do that either, really, to address that issue. I mean, they refuse to address any issues that people really care about. And let's remember that the only reason they're in power is because they've gerrymandered stuff, because we are not really, we are a very light, more of a bluish purple state than a purple state. And we just, you know, have to keep reminding the Republicans of that the only reason they're in power is because of the gerrymandering.
Well, and we do remind them, and thanks for the call, Mark. And specifically, if you look at the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, they were reminded again. I did find this one a little weed story. You know, it just happens to be 420. And what do I find? A raw story. Listen to this one. Trust me, it's got something to do with weed, so you're going to enjoy this. And it has something to do with these terrible Republicans from Tennessee. Here's the headline. Teen intern alleges aggressive harassment by Tennessee Republican who voted to expel Democrats. Oh, really? Yeah, trust me. Bear with me. One of the Republican House leaders who voted to expel three Democrats over a gun violence protest was recently found guilty of sexually harassing at least one teenage legislative intern by a secret ethics investigation. State Rep. Scotty Campbell. What's up, Scotty? Scotty, he's the vice chair of the House Republican Caucus, suffered no consequences for making extremely vulgar comments and making inappropriate advances toward the 19-year-old intern, and a panel comprised of two Republicans and two Democrats concluded he had violated the policy against workplace discrimination and harassment. Here's what Scotty said. I had consensual adult conversations with two adults off property. I think conversations are consensual once that is verbally agreed to. If I choose to talk to any intern in the future, it will be recorded, Scotty Campbell said. A family member shared with the TV station an email from the victim, who declined to comment on the report, that provided a detailed account to officials at her university about her experiences with the GOP leader. Hey, I got a great intern opportunity for you. You can intern with the Tennessee GOP. What could possibly go wrong? Apparently, provided a detailed account to officials at her university about her experiences with a GOP leader, who she said made sexually explicit comments about her and another intern he'd been walking with her into the Capitol Towers apartment building. Campbell made the comments about how he was in his apartment imagining that we were all performing sex acts on one another and how it drove him crazy knowing that was happening so close to him, the woman said. I uncomfortably explained that was not happening, and he insisted that he knew it was and asked me to tell him about it. Ew! Oh, I mean, gross. Yeah, yes. Great. Can I intern with the Tennessee GOP? Raw story continues. The woman explained the other intern was simply her friend, and Campbell, a former talk radio host. Oh, no! Scotty Campbell, a peer in the industry? No, a former talk radio host, described how sexually attractive he found her, and he made other comments about being very, very lonely and asked questions she found inappropriate. Scotty Campbell, you're alone? Weird. Shocking. He proceeded to ask how many men I've slept with, she told university officials. I told him zero, and he insisted that I was lying and told me not to lie. Don't you lie. Ugh! He then proceeded to ask how many women I've slept with and said he bets girls go crazy over me. He then offered, here we go, folks, it's 420. This is why I'm bringing it up. He then offered to give her cannabis gummies to see her tattoos and piercings, and then begged for several hugs when she declined.
Bro, that's terrible. That's terrible.
No, I, I'm pretty sure Tennessee does not have like full on recreational. I mean, maybe they have some medicinal, but is he giving away his medicinal cannabis? Even if they have it, if they don't, are you telling me that a state Republican lawmaker, while trying to groom a 19-year-old, I guess 19, they're old enough. Are you too old to be groomed when you're 19? I don't know all the creepy GOP, you know, slinker rules.
They probably have rules too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can I have a hug? I'm sorry. You want some gummies? A hug? What? It continues. I was getting progressively more afraid and uncomfortable, she told university officials. He then reached out his hand toward me and grabbed me around my neck. I recoiled and I said I felt sick and immediately left. That was the last night I ever spoke or saw him. I blocked his number after that. Taxpayers paid an unspecified amount to protect the intern by moving her from an apartment building where the legislator also lived into a downtown Nashville held hotel and shipped her furniture to another part of the state while she completes her internship. But Campbell denied the woman's allegations. So we're going to move you out of the place and ship your stuff over there. But nah, nothing happened. That's not true. Scotty Campbell, former radio guy, insisted. And the TV station reported that he quietly answered yes when asked if the woman was making up the claims. However, the victim's email says she was told Campbell had, quote, admitted fully to his guilt. And Connie Ridley, director of legislative administration for the General Assembly, provided a memorandum from his personnel file to the TV station, but said legislature policies information, quote, no information concerning the complaint, investigation, lawsuit, or implementation of corrective action will be released to anyone not directly involved in such a matter. Ridley said the legislature will comply with the confidentiality provisions of the workplace discrimination and harassment policy, as reported at the Raw story. You know, workplace discrimination and harassment, like sexual harassment from a creepy Republican offering cannabis gummies to see your tattoos and piercings. And how many women he slept with? I bet you drive him crazy. I mean, this is what the GOP. Now the projection and the bravado of these guys. It's pretty terrible. And let's not forget, this is one of the guys who voted to expel the Democrats who were protesting because I don't know. There's been no movement on gun safety in this country, barely. And you know, kids are getting shot and killed and maimed for no apparent reason. And let me just do a little side thing here about the gun thing. Technology is a bitch. And there's going to be a time probably very soon in our lifetime, certainly, we're going to be able to, you know, consolidate a weapon and some sort of energy weapon, whatever. I don't care what you call it. It could be a machine gun, automatic, right? You don't get the Tommy gun, right? You can have guns, you can defend yourself, but you don't get Tommy guns. Why? Well, because they spray and they're all over the place. They're like a hose. It's not safe, right? It's a terrible weapon. And that's why you don't get a Tommy gun. You don't get Tommy guns, people. But I don't see all you AR-15 folks, and I've shot the guns, don't have one. They're very lethal. They're point and click. I get it. That's kind of the problem. See, if the weapons get continually more and more and more sophisticated and efficient, what are they for? Well, they're efficient killing machines. That's kind of the point. They're weapons of war. You can't have all sorts of weapons of war. You can't have a automatic M16, right? You can't have that. Can't have an automatic M16. I know it might drive some people crazy at some point. So we have different regulations on guns that we already can't have. So I don't see people standing up and saying, "Here, you know, take my Tommy gun out of my cold dead hands." So there's already an acknowledgement, even in the arguments of the pro Second Amendment. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the gun porn people acknowledge, because I don't hear them saying they want the Tommy gun. But at some point, as the technology and the way we, you know, kill each other, I mean, man, we have a hell of a way. Humanity is great at effing each other and killing each other. I mean, that drives pretty much all technology. So on the killing each other side, if you have, somebody has a bad day and they can, you know, get a weapon called a widget and press the button and say it just, you know, destroys a square block. Well, you think that's problematic? Well, probably, right? Well, I'm self-defense. It destroyed a square block, you know, in the direction I was pointing it, but not me. Well, I, you know, would you want that kind of a weapon in the hands of someone who just, you know, maybe had a bad day. Because you can't take those things back. You see what I'm saying? So at some point, the argument, the gun is the right to bear arms, right? Well, that's all sorts of things. Those are knives, those are guns, and those are going to be something that we haven't even invented yet. And at some point, that question is going to be not about necessarily a gun, quote unquote, the arm. It's, well, if something is so lethal and so dangerous and is guaranteed to do its purpose in the most efficient way possible, well, you're going to put that in the hands of untrained people who may not have the emotional ability or physical ability to have that responsibility. I think not at some point. At some point, it's going to be less about the AR-15 or the magazine size, more about, well, this, you know, you can have a, you say it uses energy, you know, you use electricity, however you want to generate your new weapon of the future, that everyone's going to want because it's going to be so lethal and devastating to their enemies. Well, yeah, for the battlefield, perhaps, but not for the guy down the hall, not for the disgruntled employee, not for, you know, the person who was bullied as a child, or whatever the reasons are that people have, where they come out and they use these weapons, or because they're gambling. The guy in Vegas, right, unloading on the concert down below, killing what's 50, 60 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if he could have killed 500 or 1,000? I mean, what if he had the ability, some sort of shoulder harness, something that could have wiped out the entire thing? Is that too much then? Because then the question is, because, well, how? What's too much? What is too much? And we're there. I mean, our technology has advanced beyond seemingly our mental capacity to deal with it. If any jackass with a bad day can blow up an entire block or a house or whatever, well, those things seemingly should not be available to them because you can't take it back. Now, maybe if, you know, you have a handgun, you have a shotgun, yes, you can still cause those kinds of damage. You can still defend yourself, but you're not going to take the world with you. And as I dealt with some anger issues when I was a younger man, and I got to tell you, there's some people, sometimes you get them in the right spot, and they will take the world with them. I will take the world with me. If this is what's happening to me, I'm going out, and I'm taking y'all with me. Or I'm going to go out, and I'm going to kill those kids in that school. I'm going to shoot those people in that religious organization, or I'm going to blow up those people in that sporting game. If people have the mindset like that, and they also combine that with the ability to do it, well, that's where the devastation comes from. I mean, you can be mad as hell, but if you got a shotgun, you know, you're not going to kill 100 people. You might kill several, but you're not going to mow down hundreds of people like the guy in Vegas did. So it's just going to get more efficient, you know, more deadly, and more controversial. So really, we have to really consider as humanity what our limitations are. So anyway, sorry to go on a rant there, but yeah, I've been thinking about that a little bit. Hey, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Happy 420.
Just give me my gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
5 days? But I'm mad now.
Yeah.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
Yeah, well,
he's gonna go get a weapon, everybody.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients, and enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wax, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wax, GTWLawyers.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A tornado watch continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 38. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
And I know we want to try to get some a lot of Wisconsin local stuff in the first hour, but I want to give this one some time, this Cleta Mitchell story. It's starting to blow up a little bit. I remember Cleta Mitchell was an attorney. She was on the Georgia phone call, you know, find me the 11,780 votes phone call. She was a partner at the law firm of Foley and Lardner. She resigned shortly thereafter that and started this election integrity thing. We got some audio from her, and she references Wisconsin. So that will be important, but I don't want to let that one breathe a bit. But while I was in Rome, Italy, what a gorgeous country. I did see a few headlines, and this Oklahoma thing got me. And I mean, really got me in the gut. Some county commissioners and Oklahoma sheriff, you know, talking trash about murdering journalists and hanging and beating up, you know, black folks. According to MSNBC from today, Oklahoma's governor, at the urging of protesters, has called for multiple county officials to resign after they were recorded talking about hanging black people and killing a journalist. I mean, why would you want to resign? You're only in law enforcement. Here's a quote from NBC on Monday. The governor of Oklahoma has called for the resignations of the sheriff and other top officials in a rural county after they were recorded talking about beating, killing, and burying a father-son team of local reporters and lamenting they can no longer hang black people with a damn rope. Governor Kevin Stitt called for McCurtain County Sheriff Kevin Clardy, County Commissioner Mark Jennings, Sheriff's Investigator Alicia Manning, and Jail Administrator Larry Hendricks to step down after the McCurtain County Gazette News published an article over the weekend about what was captured on the recording. As of yesterday afternoon, only Jennings had resigned. Jennings was the county commissioner. In one of the recordings, an official identified by the McCurtain County Gazette News as Jennings bemoans the job of modern-day sheriffs and speak fondly of the time when he says officials could mete out harm against black people. We have a couple of clips here, and it's a Southern accent, folks, so you know, take your time, listen to it. You'll get the gist. Let's hear cut number one, if you would, please, Evan.
It's both disturbing and offensive.
So if it was hard to distinguish, they're talking about how many people are running for the sheriff position. And he says, you know, they have no clue where they're getting into. Because nowadays, of course, you can't just, go and lynch a black person. You can't just go and, you know, murder journalists. It's frowned upon. Again, the quote, if it was back in the day when Alan Martian would take a damn black guy and whoop their ass and throw him in cell, I'd run for effing sheriff, Jennings said. Now, this is a county commissioner, the one who resigned. It's not like that anymore. Jennings then appears to take it a step further. Again, this is a county commissioner. Quote, I know. Take them down to Mud Creek and hang them up with a damn rope, but you can't do that anymore. They got more rights than we got. Yeah, man, the good old days when you go hang a black person just for the hell of it. But now they got more rights than you because what? Again, these are elected officials in Oklahoma. We have another cut from this. These elected officials. Play the next one, please, Evan.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, you know,
we actually told the truth.
I've known two or three hit men that are very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, because it was all mafia ran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the reality. If a hair on his wife's head, her son's head, or any of those people that really were behind all that, if the hair on their head got touched by anybody, who would be the bad guy?
There you go again. Now, these are some of the elected officials. I believe that was what? Let's see if I have the names here. Mark Jennings. Now, he was the guy we talked about. Sheriff and investigator Alicia Manning. That's the one saying, right, right. And you're talking about harming the hair on her head. And also jailed Mr. Larry Hendricks. We know, I know a couple of hitmen. If you get, you know, down in Louisiana, it's all mafia down there.
Real quiet guys.
What?
Real quiet guys.
Too quiet. They're not going to show them any effing mercy. MSNBC goes on to report in another recording, Jennings and other officials can be heard discussing hitmen, as we heard, and the potential repercussions of harming local journalist Chris Willingham, who previously reported on a man who died at the hospital after McCurtain County deputies shot him with a stun gun. Bruce Willingham, the publisher of the McCurtain County Gazette and Chris Willingham's father, told the AP he believed McCurtain County officials were upset over some of the outlet's coverage. You think? Willingham told the AP he's responsible for the recording, having left a recording device in the room where the county commissioner's meeting was being held. In a Facebook post shared on Monday, McCurtain County Sheriff's Office claimed the recordings, they're illegal. And without citing examples, claimed the audio had been altered. The Sheriff's Office said it's investigating the incident. But Bruce Willingham told the AP he consulted his attorneys to make sure he wasn't doing anything illegal by recording the officials. And some experts in Oklahoma have poured cold water on the claims of illegality. Evidently, the local officials being recorded saying embarrassing and bigoted things is becoming more of a common occurrence. Jennings is the first official to fall in the McCurtain County scandal. But stay tuned. MSNBC Jahad Jones reports it seems likely the list will grow. Well, yeah, and what we don't hear in these particular cuts, and there's some other sound out there, but I think you get the gist of it. I'm talking about holes. Oh, we got a hole. We dig a hole. We got two empty holes over here. And the other guy says, oh, I got an excavator. I can dig a hole. And the other guy says, well, these holes are already there. What do you need a hole for? But you're gonna murder the journalist because they're reporting on your incompetence and or corruption and or racism? That's how we're doing it? And it doesn't say specifically in here, but I just don't think they're Democrats. You know what I mean? I don't think these are like Biden, Bernie folks. You know, I don't think they're big fans of Kamala Harris.
You don't think so?
I'm guessing. I got to admit, I'm perhaps using some stereotypes, but these are elected officials, right? They represent McCurtain County. These are your finest. This is the sheriff. This is the lawman. And these folks, and specifically, I guess this would be Jennings, lamenting the good old days when you could hang a damn black person with a damn rope. That's how they did it back in the old days. But now, all you people running for sheriff, you don't know what you're getting into. Can't do it like we used to do it. You got more rights than we do. No, they just have the same rights. They always did. We're the Devil's Advocates. Come back for the happier happy hour. We're going to get into a little Cleta Mitchell. Yeah, she's a Republican for sure. She was on Trump's call to Georgia, you know, the perfect phone call. And she's also lamenting the fact, I mean, really, really not liking all you kids, all you college kids that voted in Wisconsin. Oh, they're going to try to do something about that. Come back. It's a happier happy hour. It is 420. It is the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
I wonder if you're the worst person I've ever met.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power.
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.